I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. While the USDA has reduced its cotton production estimate for the United States, cotton prices are not going down. World Ag Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski says cotton prices remain strong because of strong demand.
The market for cotton, again, last year, especially early in the pandemic, prices kind of cratered because of uncertainty about demand and, you know, long-term implications of the pandemic and all of that kind of uncertainty. But cotton demand has remained strong. People continue to buy a lot of clothing and textiles, and China continued to be a major importer of U.S. cotton. So prices have been strong really since last summer, right up through the current marketing year.
Jekanowski says the latest World Agriculture Supply and Demand estimates cut the yield estimate by 36 pounds per acre. That's a reduction in U.S. production of about 660,000 bales. The cotton export forecast was also reduced based on the fact that exports were not up to what the forecasts were last year. While China continues to be a major exporter of U.S. cotton, it did not meet the U.S. expectations. But the season average market price for cotton of 90 cents per pound is up nearly 24 cents per pound from last year. The cotton production forecast for Australia is up thanks to improved water supplies. China's production forecast is also up, but India's production estimates are down. I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network.